we seem to have a unilateral declaration from London Underground that this isn't going to happen to the new year. We're quite happy to sit there and resolve this. They're knocking at an open door, by the way. We've always been in favour of Nighttube. And what we're absolutely astounded by is that instead of trying to sit down and try to thrash out as the way forward on something we both want, they tried to impose rosters, tear up agreements. We got ourselves into the situation where we had to go into the dispute to protect our members. And now Boris Johnson from Japan has said that there's going to be no night tube until in a year. So
just to be clear, I'm confused. Just to be clear, the union sources that were speaking to the press association saying there'll be no night tube were basing that. Was that first things first? Was that your union?
But that was the ASLEF union.
That was ASLEF union, okay.
I think to be fair, they were just repeating what London Underground had said in the meeting. I don't think ASLEF were making that decision.
And you know that for sure, that it's TFL, it's London Underground who've said that's it, not this year.
That's the reports we've had back from our regional organiser who was at the meeting. He said at no time did the union say that they were walking away from talks. The talks had broken down. I think London Underground, and this is what we've been saying all along, right throughout the process, they haven't even decided when they're going to do their vital safety critical engineering work. And I just think they're looking for an excuse. I think this couldn't possibly have happened without Boris Johnson saying so. And if it has, then clearly he's not in control of the situation.
You presumably welcome this because wasn't the main complaint that it was being brought in too quickly, so a bit more time, a bit more talk?
Well, not really, no. Well, what we wanted is for them to staff the tube adequately. We wanted the additional drivers, the additional station staff all in place. We didn't want all the sector work to fall on the existing staff and make their life hell with rosters that they couldn't possibly work. But London Underground have really put the cart before the horse. They tried to bring it in before it was ready, and it was completely avoidable.
If they're now saying, Steve, we won't bring it in this year, then they're not trying to bring it in before it's ready. They're giving you time. That's one way of looking at it. That's a positive way of looking at it, Steve.
I suppose it is, but I mean, this hadn't been planned 6 weeks ago. They've had years in the planning for this, and the whole situation is completely avoidable. It's, you know, we've never ever been opposed to Nighttube, and I really wish we could go back a couple of years, we could sit down sensibly and have this out, and we can still do that. You know, we can really still do that if the will's there on the other side.
Will it ever happen?
I hope it does, but I'm just a bit astounded by today's statement. I think that there might be political machinations going on in the background. You know, George Osborne's trying to cut the TFL budget. Boris Johnson's trying to bring in Nighttube. Both of them are vying for the leadership of the Tory party. Who knows what's going on?
You seriously think that these two men are using the Nighttube as a means of beating each other around the head for the Conservative Party leadership?
Well, I wouldn't put it past them. We've had David Cameron pigs in the press, haven't we? I don't put anything past these people.
Well, that's far from proven, Steve.
Well, we've had David Cameron pigs in the press. He hasn't denied it, has he?
You said you want it to happen when I asked, will it ever happen? Mm. But what's got to happen next for you? I mean, who are you going to call, as they say?
Well, we're asking for a summit meeting. We're asking for a meeting with the chief executive of London Underground. We're asking for the mayor to be there as well. You know, he can't really sit in Japan and big himself up, say he's going to run the country, because that's what he's all about at the minute, and not get involved in his pet project, which is the Nighttube. He really has to get involved in this, get his hands dirty and try to get a deal.
I'm still a bit confused, though, about your attitude to the Nighttube. You say that you want it. You've said that they tried to bulldoze it in too quickly. Now there's extra time. You're saying that's all about his ego. Well, which is it?
Well, which it's all free, isn't it? If they had sat down with us and staffed the thing correctly and not tried to rip up agreements, it would have been in by now. Fact is, they tried to bring it in. They tried to bulldoze the Nighttube through without adequate consultation with the unions, without bringing in the extra staff. That led to a situation where all the unions in London Underground for the first time ever had to go on strike. And now we have a situation where Boris is off in Japan, apparently telling us it's all off until the new year. So I'm really a bit as confused as you are.